The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my own joy may be in you and your joy be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. A man can have no greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I shall not call you servants anymore, because a servant does not know his master's business. I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have learnt from my Father. You did not choose me. No, I chose you, and I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last. And then the Father will give you anything you ask him in my name. What I command you is to love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. I think one person that was almost best known for her work among the poor, the destitute, the outcast, the despised, typifying so vividly that gospel command is Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She'd, from the Gospels, seen Jesus welcoming, healing, restoring, tending the poor, the sick, the outcast, those in need. And her objective was to do all the good she could for the least of the brothers and sisters of Jesus. And her reasonings behind it were nothing to do with anything abstract or anything other than following the words of Jesus. And her clear goals were passed on to those who joined her as the missionaries of charity. And when she was asked about what to call the group, that was all it was, because they were missionaries who were to bring that love of God and therefore of each other to the poor and seeing Jesus in them. But when she visited the Western world, she spoke of another type of hunger and poverty that she saw, a sort of lack of love. So there were loveless lives that showed itself in increasing suicides, abortions, life escape in addictions, drugs, violence, young people feeling alien in their own homes and towns, estranged and angry. And she went on that, as far as I'm concerned, the greatest suffering is to feel alone, unwanted, unloved, having no one, forgetting what an intimate, truly human relationship is, not knowing what it means to be loved, not having family and friends. But after her death, it was revealed that she experienced God as remote and far from her. That wasn't always the case, but it seemed to be that the more she grew in holiness, the greater that sense of God's absence intensified. And many commentators, when they heard that, were quick to say, "Well, that proves there's no God." And at times, her suffering in that way meant that she too was tempted to feel that too. But her faith had taught her to cling to the Lord, because she knows that the church has a long tradition of holy men and women undergoing something that we speak of as the dark night of the soul, that can be not a night, and can be a month, even years, that darkness that can last a long time, as though God had abandoned them. It's picked up in one of the Psalms where the psalmist says, "You're a God who hides yourself." But what she did do was kept that faith and spent hours in her prayers in the divine office before the Blessed Sacrament, saying that was vital to her in order that she could go on and do the other work. So that love of God, what I command you is to love one another. Even through her darkest times, she held to. Now, many of us won't necessarily go through that same long, dark night of the soul. But there are many times when we come to the Lord in prayer, when we can feel that, is there anyone there? Is anyone listening? Does anyone care? Are we loved? And I did say to you last week, no, not everyone's here then, that in the Western Europe, the majority of baptized Christians no longer remain part of the vine or return the love God has for them. And that's why Jesus is very keen, that's not even the right word, that we should hear again, and that's why the church gives it to us, what he said to the disciples at the Last Supper. Last week, urging us to remain part of the vine. He is the vine dresser, keeping us together. Now, this day, urging us to remain in his love, loving one another, because God loves us. Even though there are times we might not feel that, and there are times when we ask the many questions, I think when we see something like the earthquake, it always provokes that question, doesn't it? Why did 7,000 people, and who knows, there may be more, just disappear so quickly and so awfully overnight like that? So many questions. But that's why the Lord is clear. Whatever's coming on them, he tried to warn them, but they didn't take it all in, and we often don't. Love. Because ultimately, God loves us so much, with so much love, that he sent his Son. And the Son said, love one another. Behold, and reassured of his love for us, God's love for us. And it's St. John that unpacks so much of that. St. John, who is the only one of the apostles that wasn't martyred. He lived into very old age, and he kept repeating in his homilies, little children, love one another. You know, one of the things as we get older is we can repeat ourselves over and over again. And when you look at John in his writings, you think, is he doing a bit of that? No. He was almost saying to them, little children, love one another. And until you do, I won't stop telling you to do it. Until you start doing it, as it were. And that's a great truth brought out in the readings today. Jesus, remain in my love. As the Father loves me, so I love you. Remain in that love. Over and over again. Or the second reading, which was from St. John's letter, is saying the same thing, the love God has for us. And even the first St. Peter, the first leader there, the truth I've come to realize is that God does not have favorites, but anybody who fears God, does right, is acceptable. God loves all of us. So, whatever's going on, whatever the world throws at us, however we feel, Jesus is saying, remain, stay. And we do that by being here. We do that in our prayer. We do it in celebrating the sacraments. We do it in just acknowledging the love God has for us and showing that to others. Because love, abundant love, is the expression of our faith. See how these Christians love one another. But I'll end with words of Mother Teresa, and I'll print them in next week's newsletter. It's prayer, really. To me, she writes, Jesus is the life I want to live, the light I want to reflect, the way to the Father, the love I want to express, the joy I want to share, the peace I want to sow around me. Jesus is everything to me.